We give you honor and praise. We thank you for your presence in this place, oh Lord. We thank you that you are present when it's just two or three of us, God. We thank you, Father. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you, God. We give you glory this morning. And we thank you for this word, oh God. We pray, oh God, that it will manifest in us first, God, as it goes out to the people, oh God, and that they would be built up the more, oh God, because of your word. In Jesus' name, people of God, say amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to Genesis this morning. Thank you, God. We're going to Genesis this morning, the first chapter. And we're going to be looking at the first couple of verses, and then we're going to be looking at the 26th through the 31st verses. Amen. We know what the word of God says in Genesis 1. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The first two verses here say, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep." And it says, "And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then we go to Genesis, the first chapter, beginning at the 26th verse, and we're reading from the NIV version. Amen? Amen. "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.'" 27th verse says, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them." The 28th verse says, "God blessed them," the male and female, "and said to them, 'Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground.'" 29th verse says, "Then God said, 'I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food.'" 30th verse says, "And to all the beasts of the earth and the birds in the sky and the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, he says, 'I give every green plant for food.' And it was so." 31st and final verse for our purposes, "God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day." The word of God for the people of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. The word this morning says, what if? What if? Amen. You may be seated. What if? Just think this morning about a time when you thought things would or should go one way, but they went another. Amen. God saw that all he made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. But what if, thank you, Lord, what if this morning you came to worship and you showed up and the doors were locked? Amen. What if you really try hard to live better? Try hard to make good choices. You try extra hard to treat everyone right. But what if? What if the song said God is what? Unhappy with our praise. It says, what if he is not pleased with the words we say? What if he takes away his love and his spirit from above? What if God saw all that he had made, and it was very good? And there was evening and there was morning, the what? Sixth day. But what if? What if God had looked upon what he made and made a different decision? What if? What if God is unhappy with our praise? What if he is unhappy with the way we live? What if he is not pleased even with the way we give? What if he takes away his love and his spirit from above? What if, y'all? What if what you said to others pierce them? What if what you said built them up? What if God saw all that he had made, and it was very good? And there was evening and there was morning, the what? Sixth day. But what if your decisions in life affect those who may not even be a part of what that thing is you decided? What if? What if, my God, that unidentified shooter ran through the mall because he's angry with his family? What if? What if our children leave home in the morning and we feel that they're safe and they're sound? What if they don't return? What if, y'all, God saw all that he made, and it was very good? And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. What if you woke up this morning and was unable to get up this morning? What if your focus on, come on with me for a minute, your focus on worship this morning was, I'm going to get there, I'm going to make sure I'm a part of this thing. Pastor's going to preach, songs are going to be sung. What if pastor hadn't shown up this morning? What if God is unhappy with our praise? The song goes on to say we must change the way we walk. We must change the way we talk. It says we must live a life that's pleasing to our King. It says we must read God's holy word. Let his praises be heard. And then it says, Lord, just be pleased with our praise. But what if God is not pleased with who we are right now? What if God is not pleased with the way we're giving unto him? Amen? And we're not talking about a monetary thing, though we must bring our tithes, our what? And our offerings into the what? Storehouse, that there may be what? Meat in my house. Amen? Thank you, Lord. What if when you were getting ready to be evicted from your house, God, what if there was nothing for the church to do to help you because we don't give the way we need to give? Come on, God. What if, going back to this thing, what if you didn't realize that life and death is in the power of the what? Tongue. So what if that scripture was literal to our very being? What if when we spoke something ill to someone or about someone, they drop dead? We'd be walking over a whole lot of corpse. Come on, God. What if, thank you, Jesus, life and death is in the power of the tongue. We truly believe God and who he is, and we speak healing into our children, into our family, speak healing into ourselves. Amen. What if? What if we truly believed God enough, trusted him enough, didn't care how crazy the world thought we were because we do? What if we believed him enough that everything that presented itself to us, we told it, get thee behind me, Satan? What if God saw all that he had made, and it was very good? And there was evening, and there was what? Morning, the what? Sixth day. What if the sixth day didn't exist as we know it? On the seventh day, everything was completed. He rested. What if when God looked upon what he had seen, thank you, Lord, when he saw all that he had made, he said, this is good. What if he had looked upon all he made and used an eraser to wipe it out? When we write, when we make mistakes, we can erase those things. What if God had looked upon man and woman and said, this is the biggest mistake of my life. What if? But God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. You see, when God saw what he made, he was the only one that could determine whether it was good or it was not. Amen? Come on, God. See, when we, oh God, bring things forth, there are some folks looking to see, was it good or was it not so good or bad? Amen? When we determine and we head in a certain direction, folks are always wondering, is she going the right way? Is he doing the right thing? But see, when God saw what he did, God said, this is good. But it goes on to tell me that he made us in his what? He made us in his what? So how come we can't look upon what God gives us to do and say, this is good? And be understand, doesn't matter what you say, is what God says. What if God had not made us in his image? Think about that thing. What if God is unhappy with our praise? What if? What if Christ had not come down and gone to the cross? Think about it. Where would we be right now? What if there was no hope of him returning to get us, even in our most mixed up messes? What if? So what if God saw all that he had made and realized it was good, and there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day? What if? What if? What if God had not given us freedom of choice? What if God had kept us bound and bandaged, secured in a bubble? Thank you, Lord. So that Satan himself could not infiltrate what God had made. But God still knows when Satan eases in, he still understands what he made was what? Good. So don't let anybody deter you from what God has already anointed you and called you for. Amen? Don't let anybody take and cause you to not understand the gifts that God has already implanted and imparted in you. Amen? If you have a gift of giving, if you have a gift of serving, if you have a gift of loving, if you have a gift of helping, if you have a gift, oh my God, of being an entrepreneur, you be the best of what you can be. In the eyes of God. Because in God's eyes, it says, he saw what he made. So guess what? He made your gift. He calls you to be exactly who you are. He created you in his image. That's the most infinite thing that we can't even fathom. Because it says that God made us in his image. But each one of us is our own person. Each one of us is intrinsically and specifically and uniquely made to, oh my God, by a model of what he wanted us to be. You look like you. You look like you. I look like me. I am who I am. You are who you are. But we are all made in his image. So there's a reflection, you see, when we look at each other, that there should be something that we see that is kindred, amen? We should be able to see some likenesses about us, amen? Because we're all made in his image. What if God is happy with our praise? What if he is pleased with the words we say? What if he gives us his love and makes sure we keep his spirit from above? What if God is happy with our praise? What if God is happy with the way we live? What if he is pleased with the way we give? Then he gives us more of his love and his spirit from above. What if he says, baby, you have already changed the way you walk. Thank you for changing the way you talk. Thank you for living a life that's pleasing to your King. Thank you for reading your holy word and letting your praises be heard. He says, what if you do that and somebody's soul is saved? A word of God for the people of God. Amen. Come on, stand to your feet and give him a praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. What if? What if? He says it doesn't have to be any plainer than that. What if? What if you just do what I told you to do? What if you just listen? Come on, God. What if you just keep going? Amen. You can't give up, Josie. Not now. What if? What if I decided to do it the way I want to do it and not what God said do? Amen. What if I locked those doors? Amen. What if I stop coming? What if I give up on God? Amen. What if? But we're going to do it, God, for your praise. Father, we thank you now for this word, oh God. We ask you to allow it, God, to manifest in us even on this week, oh God. As we go on our jobs or we go back to our homes, oh God. As we walk into our doors, oh God, and we put the key in the door as we crank our vehicles up this week, oh God. And we think, what if this car doesn't crank? What if I walk into my home and it's not covered by you, God? What if I walk away from you, God, and my life is in a shambles? But what if I hold fast to your unchanging hand? But God, wherever I am right now, in the midst of what I'm in right now, I know that you've looked upon me and you said, I see what I have made and it is good. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's giving time. Thank you, God.